changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people that are changing the world through social media. How you doing today, Vanessa?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am awesome, and I am so excited to talk to our guest this evening. She is awesome, fantastic, and a branding maven. So without further ado, I would love to introduce everyone to Fabiola Giordani. How are you, Fabiola?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. I am great. We're so glad to have you on the show.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm going to start it off with the question that everyone is waiting to know. How are you changing the world through social media?
That's a great question. I started my business with the goal of just having freedom, but also to impact lives. So I'm using social media to impact women's lives, to help them create a legacy and also generational wealth so that they can have freedom for themselves, but also create that opportunity for their children to do the things that they are most happiest of doing and making money doing what they love, especially online.
Wow, Fabi, that is awesome. You know, a lot of people don't really know your story and don't really know how you came to be this awesome marketing lady that you are. So can you please let them know a little bit about how you decided to join this path?
Cool. Well, I started with my entrepreneurial journey started online through eBay. I started bedazzling shoes because I thought it was cool and fun. But that was just me playing around trying to learn what can I do, because I was a single mom and I really wanted to do something that would not only help me but my daughter as well and create a future for her. And so I set on a path to find myself, and along the way I discovered life coaching and I went and I'm a certified life and business coach. So I got a certification on that and I started my business. And for me, that path started because I wanted to make every woman just as happy as I was. And what I did, the number one mistake that I did by doing that was negating my talent, which was I love marketing and branding. I'm really great with creating campaigns and things like that. But it was fun during that time. So I started my life coaching business, and I decided that I love coaching, but not the life coaching aspect. So I actually just quit my job without even thinking about it. I just made a plan. I just want to say this before I say a part about quitting my job. I did invest in myself because I want to make sure that everyone knows that I didn't just quit without making a real plan. So I did invest in different courses and coaches. And then after that, I just decided to quit my job cold turkey. And that was the greatest feeling ever, just to be able to walk in there and just send my email saying, y'all need to find somebody else. And so after I quit my job, I just launched FabiolaGiordani.com. And I really thought through what would I want to do. And, like, you know, this amazing podcast, I wanted to use social media as a part of my business. And I wanted to have 100% online business and not have to be tied down. So I figured out what were women really struggling with and decided to start educating people on that. And that became my bread and butter, and that's the business that I have today. And I've been blessed to have amazing clients, but I just love the fact that social media allows us to connect with so many amazing people. And that's the number one thing that I even enjoy even more about my business is the social media aspect.
Absolutely amazing, and I commend you for taking the step and standing on your faith and just going forward. That alone is amazing because many people are afraid to even take that leap to be able to say, you know what, there is more. You know, I want more for my family, but they're so skeptical to be able to do it, and they just continue on doing what the norm do every day. And so that alone, I totally, totally salute you for that. Now, tell people what's one of the things that you have learned along this journey in trial and error. It's not only just building your business through social media, but what have you learned, like you, the do's and the don'ts? Because sometimes people will, you know, see that online business, and that's one of the things that's the number one business to have is online business. But there is a lot of trial and error along the way, and a lot of people are afraid to talk about it. So what's one of those things that you have learned in just business and building your business online?
I learned my top three lessons would be the first one is go with your gut. Don't follow what other people are doing, and like really understand where you want to go versus where everybody else is going, and you're trying to follow along. It's like, you know, when Godzilla's coming down, everybody's running one direction, but you know there's a safe place, but you're like, oh, everybody's running this way. There must be a good end. And the reality is your heart and your soul, your whole being, you know exactly what you want to do. You just need to sit in your silence and understand that, but really find out what you want to do instead of trying to make it what everybody else wants to, what everybody else is doing. And number two is, to be honest, the investing in yourself. And it's not just coaching. It's like reading a book, attending webinars, or attending live events, really investing in where do you want to go in your business. Like, I do Facebook ads. That's because I knew that it was going to help me grow my business even further. So every client that I got, part of this journey, especially in the beginning, because my first 6 months I didn't run ads, I set aside money for ads. So instead of just saying, well, I'll never run ads, I'm totally going to write off this free thing, I decided I'm going to invest in my business, and that actually quadrupled my profits. And the third lesson that I learned is to just be, it's all about connections, especially with online and using social media. Your goal is not to just sell to people, especially like when Periscope first opened up to the masses and everybody was on Periscope. We would have not been so intertwined and so connected without building connections and having real friendships and just having fun with it. And along the way, you can sell as much as you want, but if you have no connections and, you know, you're not really connected with people and they're not really into what you're doing, it's going to be pretty hard to continue that business. So create friendships, have connections, and build that trust with the people that you want to work with, even if they're not your clients, but like friendships as well.
Oh, my goodness. You just hit that right on the head. You know, a lot of people think that they just can't go and do everything for free and then it's going to miraculously happen. You're going to have to invest in yourself because, believe it or not, you're your biggest and best resource, especially when you are starting your own business. And if you can't invest in yourself, why should other people? So you have to show people that you are investing in yourself because you're worth the investment. And then they'll follow suit. And then, you know, I know another thing, and I know you're just going to probably just start screaming when I say this one, and I'm going to give you a moment to speak on this. The appearance, the view, the branding, so, so, so important. Can you please speak on some of that for the people who are trying to start their businesses online? Because I know this is very important in your business.
Branding is important, and it's a twofold process. It's the way people see you, basically, the vision that you create, your website, the way your pictures look, and how you communicate with people authentically through video and through voice as well. But it's also the connection that you make with people in terms of being consistent and being authentic and just really making people fall in love with you. Branding is so important. I think a lot of us, we think branding is just my website, so I can just put that on the back burner. But how many times, you know, I in the past for myself, like you wouldn't believe how ugly my website used to be in the past, but I'll go to a networking event, I would never actually show my card because I'm like, oh, my website is terrible. And most people, especially if you want to use the online space, are going to want to Google you, and Google ranks you by several things, but I know that your videos come up and also your website come up if you have one, and anything that you're most active in. So it used to be Twitter for me, but branding is important. So you really want to focus on how do I want to be remembered. When you walk into a room physically, you know, people in the first 3 seconds they have their first opinion about you, right? first 10 seconds, let's just say that. But they do form an opinion about you by the way you dress and the way you carry yourself. And then when you open your mouth, they judge you on that. Same thing for your website, same thing for your online presence, especially on social media. If you're going to use, like, for example, Instagram for business, use it for business. Don't post all these other personal things and your opinions on political matters, because if that's not what your business is about, it kind of throws people off. So branding is important all across the board, not just on your website, but the way you present yourself on social media and how you speak and connect with people, because that's also important. You really want to make sure that, I always say that your website is a mouthpiece to your business. It basically speaks for you. So if you're not well presented, then you're definitely going to have more problems connecting with your audience and making sales.
Wow. Why I did not meet you when I started my business? Because I remember when I got laid off in 2011, I did not understand this technology world. You know what I mean? And so even though, you know, you could be on social media, you could do research, you could do all those good things, but as far as taking off the employee hat and putting on the CEO hat, that was like that's hard. That is a hard thing to do, especially if you don't have a blueprint of what to do. And so I've learned a lot of trial and error along the way. And now when you said that the website is basically your mouthpiece, that is so true, because I literally, I'm not trying to be funny, I literally just learned that like maybe a year ago, and I've been in business for 3 years now. So, dang, girl, why didn't I meet you before then? So, but you know what? At least I was open enough to learn, because some people would have, you know, quit on themselves. And at least I was, you know, just keep going. And that's what I always encourage people, just keep going. You're going to learn different things along the way. So what's one of the things that you would strongly encourage people, not only just to be able to invest in themselves, but what's one of those things that you would, like, the number one thing that you would tell people to do if they ever thought about going into business for themselves, not just, you know, quit your job. We don't want you to do that. We want you to be able to still have some income. But to be able to have something on the side, what's the first thing that you would tell them to do?
Validate your idea. So for me, I validated my – before I even put my 2 week notice in, I did validate my idea to see what was needed. So back then, this was before Facebook groups were crazy saturated, it was all promotions, there were real people connecting. Two things that I did was, because I used to offer design work as well as part of the branding coaching, and so I did a post, like doing website reviews for the first 5 people. And that in turn brought more people to me when I launched, because they were like, this is amazing insight. And I just switched, you know, I did the simple tweak that you told me, and people are, you know, hopping onto my lead magnet, and I'm getting more traffic or whatever the case may be. And then I also did webinars. So I want to encourage everyone to validate their ideas. So don't just say, everyone's doing this, everyone's making millions, I'm hopping into this. And then, because what happens is the idea may be good, but then you may not be excited to do it. So, and my second tip that I want to say is that marketing is, in this day and age, it's all about being authentic. And if you are not inside internally excited about your own product, don't expect other people to be. So if you're just doing it because it's like, oh, it's $10,000, I'm going to make $10,000 with one client, but you are not excited about it, you are not even ready to put it out there, and when you do, you're like, oh, just buy it already, then you're definitely not going to be able to make the sales as easy as you want. You may, but it may not be the direction that you want to go. So validate your idea and be just as excited about your product as your customer will be. And can I give another one?
Absolutely.
And the other one is to really invest in education. And I'm not saying run around buy a bunch of courses, but there are amazing books out there. There are amazing coaches. There's amazing knowledge is important, but I wanted to say you have to implement it. Because especially when you're new, the excitement of, oh, I'm going to learn everything, this is awesome, okay, I'm going to implement this, but you never do because you keep buying courses. So, yes, I want you to get an education in what you want to learn and improve your business even further. But also, if you don't implement it, it just becomes, you know, it's a waste of time and money. So implementation is definitely key.
Yes, you know, and you were just speaking to the choir because, you know, we always talk about action. People think that it's just going to knock on their door while they're sitting on their couch. But no, once again, we're talking about action. We have to put it into play. We have to put some skin in the game. You know, it's not just going to breeze through. You have to do some work. So tell us, Fabi, when did you realize that you had finally made it in your social media business? What was the keys that you were looking for, and what happened when you just really knew that you were there?
Well, for me, it was when I launched my first ever webinar. And I didn't do that well in that first one. And then I did another webinar, and I did it promoted strictly through Instagram. And I think I got like 50 people registered. And after I taught my lesson, I made my pitch, and I was like, oh, the first webinar did not go well. This is going to totally suck. Because when I actually launched my website, because I did so much networking through group and authentic networking, I never even promoted myself. I just said, I want to help you do this. And people would just join. When I launched my website, actually the validation came when I launched my website for the first time and opened the door to my business. I made my first 3 high-end sales, and it started flowing there. But what truly validated for me was that second webinar. I pitched a program, a private coaching program for 8 weeks. And as soon as I got on the call the next day with the young lady, she just said, where do I sign up? I'm like, wait, you're not even going to let me pitch? And she was like, nope, all this information you've been giving and the webinar on top of that just solidifies why we need to work together. And that, in turn, for me, was like, this is the business that I want to go into. So it wasn't like my first few sales, which most people were like, great, that's I'm there. But for me, it was like when someone can easily say, I have to work with you because you gave so much great content and your knowledge is, you know, getting me excited about the work that I want to do. That's really what it validated for me.
Whoa. That's amazing. That is amazing. You know, a lot of times people feel that it takes thousands and thousands of dollars to be able to get their business up and running. And what's one of the things you learned, like, as far as maybe a dollar amount? When you first started your business, what is, like, the amount? Because there's so many things that you could be able to do nowadays on social media with all the platforms that's available. But depending on what it is that they want to do, you're going to have to invest in it, period. You're just going to have to invest. But what's like the estimated dollar amount that you think that people will need if they are really, really, truly serious about going into business for themselves?
It depends. So if I were to be old me and let's say I had $1,000, I would split it up in the following. Like, if I didn't have any knowledge of how to use online space, I would learn more about email marketing because that's truly important, how to use, like, defining which social media really works for my business. So I would actually test that out. And then I would invest in ads because in the beginning, what I wish I did in the first 6 months was use Facebook ads to reach more of my audience. And, yes, my business had, you know, money flowing in, but I feel – like, that would have helped me a lot more. But I always strongly advise people. I didn't start ads by just saying, let me guess. I actually invested in a course about ads. So I would say if you don't have $1,000, you don't, especially for the business that I have, like educating people and coaching, you don't need to have large capital. But if you say my budget is only $500, invest that $500 wisely. When you go out and you want to follow a guru, learn more about them, see how they operate before you hand them the money. That's just common sense, but I feel like a lot of us, we get excited because so-and-so said, I made millions, so I'm going to hop on their list and I'm going to buy this product. But it's like, they made millions, how did they make their millions? And is it in the same model of what you want to do? So if they made millions in real estate, but you want to sell info products, that's not the right guru. So I would say, I don't think there's a specific dollar amount. Look at your budget, be realistic about your budget as well, because you don't want to say, well, I can definitely put out $10,000, but that costs you food and you're stressed and you have debt. So just be wise with how you spend your money, really, is the advice I would give.
You know, that is a great point, Fabiola. We have to know how we're spending our money, and we need to know what is a good investment versus a bad investment. and, you know, I'm sure you've seen it as long as you've been in there, these scams and these people trying to take people's money. So can you give us some tips about how to know if it's a good investment or not?
Yeah. So for me, any coach or any programmer or bot, I basically look for the person because, you know, especially with online, I don't just look at what they're sharing on social media, how they're traveling the world and jet setting. I look at what are people saying about them? Do they even have testimonials? When they're on webinars, are people excited to hear what they have to say? Because their personality matches what they're going to sell you as well, because if this person's excited about what they're doing, but they're also giving great content, their program is going to be great as well. So a lot of, I'm not going to say just women, but I see a lot of women get excited about the coaches, how pretty their website is and how beautifully branded their images look, but and how they're jet setting, but can they give you content? Because I've heard, like, I've had clients come to me from other coaches saying, oh, you know, all I learned was how to use, how my mindset works with business, but I never learned any actual business steps. So most of my students, sometimes they ask my past clients and students, like, how was this program? And it's okay to reach out. I actually encourage it because it's just, I just want you to know who you're working with. So really do your due diligence and your homework. Like, I'll follow a coach for a few weeks before I say, okay, before I even book the discovery call. Like, I just want to get to know you more before I give you any time, not just money, but any time at all. So I would encourage everyone to do their homework. And also, if they have, like, a small package program, if you just didn't want to do all that, and you're like, I just want to see how their teaching style is, they have, like, a $50 product, buy it and see how it is and see if it's even worth it. Because if they're giving great content on that, they're definitely going to give great content on everything. That's usually another way to test it out, too.
That is amazing. You are dropping the knowledge. one thing that I, just being in business, you're going to constantly keep learning something new, which is always good. With the platform as far as live streaming, goodness, they're just using everything with live streaming now. Everybody have access to Facebook Live. What's the platform that you would strongly suggest people will use? Like, so if you had three top platforms that you would use for your business, what's those three live stream that you would suggest that people start getting used to? Even if you just get on there for 2 minutes, what's the one that you would use? Because the reason why I ask that, with me being a straight introvert, I don't like to be on the other side, in your face type of thing. But I noticed that in order for me to be able to grow, get myself out there, I have to be able to be seen. And so little by little, I'm constantly doing it. But sometimes there's somebody out there that got some great information, but they was like, okay, which one do I use, which one I will use, because it's constantly changing. What would you suggest?
I'm an introvert as well, believe it or not.
What?
But my, yeah, the difference between me and, like, the average introvert, there's two types of things. But my type, I believe, according to some research that I read, is that basically I don't feed off the energy. It drains me. So I can't be in a room full of people for a long time. So I totally understand, especially with video. My first YouTube video, I cried. Like, I was like, I don't even want to do this. So I get it. I would say, like, I love Periscope and I love Facebook Live. For me now, I'm kind of switching gear to Facebook Live because my audience is basically there as well, and they're interactive. And the reason why I'm switching is because Facebook, I can, because I run ads and I look at the stats between the video marketing on Facebook, it's basically pennies on a dollar. So I'm switching there because I can then take the content and I can promote it. Not just the people on my Facebook page, but also people who've never met me. So that's, like, basically evergreen content that can be on Facebook for me, and that's why. But Periscope is another great platform. I would just say whatever platform you choose, make sure your audience is going to be there. And I got a lot of emails from my list saying, Periscope, I mean, Facebook has live stream too. Why don't you try using it? I literally got an email like that. So I'm going to try to do that instead because of the evergreen piece. But look at where your audience is at and make it a party. When I started Periscoping, I just invited everyone all the time. So So for like the first few months, it was I promoted on Facebook, on Instagram, and to my list, hey, I'm going to hop on Periscope this day, this time, and we're going to talk about this, join me, and let's talk there. And eventually it became easier for people to just go there. But I think whichever one you choose, understand where your audience is really, if they're there, and also make sure that you're making it a party so that people can continuously be excited about what you're going to talk about.
Wow, that makes perfect sense, Fabiola. You know, and it seems like we're three for three on the introvert train today. So, you know, it's very, very, very important to choose the platforms that's going to make us comfortable yet produce those results. But we still need to make sure that even if it's comfortable for us, we need to make sure that that is where our client and target audience are as well. So, you know, tell us where, what you're getting ready to do and where people can find you, since we're speaking about platforms.
Well, I am a new fan, so I love video marketing, and that's another reason why I took to Periscope so hardcore and live streaming. So I love Snapchat, but where they can find me generally is FabiolaGiordani.com. That's my home, my baby. And then, of course, Snapchat is another place that I'm falling in love with. I know you're on there, Dr. Finch, and isn't it so much fun? I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
So FabiolaJordani.com and then Snapchat and, of course, Facebook, since I'll be doing more teachable content like I did on Periscope, but it'll be there evergreen, so just like Periscope too. So that's where they can find me. And Snapchat, I believe, is FabiolaJordani, and Facebook is facebook.com/CoachFabiolaJordani.
Where I'm from. So is there any programs that we need to be looking for, or is there anything that we need to keep abreast of so that we can follow you?
Yes, I'm excited about my upcoming program. It's not new, but my mastermind program that's going to be released in September for October. So be on the lookout for that. If you go to FabiolaJordani.com and join the VIP list, we're actually getting ready to release some awesome new gifts and surprises, so more trainings and some webinars. So that's going to be the best place, but our upcoming mastermind is what's coming up next for us.
This has been Fabiola.
Oh, thank you, ladies. I really appreciate you having me today.
You know, yes, we're so excited. And, you know, if Fabiola said something today that resonated with you, please find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, the YouTube channel. Now, Fabiola, can you please let us have some final closing words from you that you would like to share with the audience?
I just want to encourage everyone to follow their dreams and do what makes them happy and what lights them up. One of the lessons I learned throughout this journey that if you want to take a listen to this interview is really focus on your own ish. when you start, right, especially online, there's so many people doing so many things and it's just too exciting. It's too many things going on. And then we fall short on what we want to do and we start comparing ourselves. And that is the biggest dream killer, is two things, is comparison and perfectionism. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just put it out there. If you guys saw my first ever website, you would be like, this is not the same Fabiola. There's no way. This is not the same person. So it's an evolution. So as you move along this journey, you're going to grow. You're going to get better. You're going to get stronger. People are going to love you more. The things that you put out there are going to even be better. So I guess give yourself some grace. Like, don't be so hard on yourself. And don't give up either, because when you're really close to a resolution or getting results, that's when, I'm going to say, the devil try to whisper in your ear, like, you should give up. This is terrible. You're hungry and you haven't made any money. You should give up. And then around the corner is someone ready to bless you, and you're going to give up. So don't give up on your dreams and give yourself some grace.
That was awesome,
wow.
Fabiola. Yeah. And Vanessa, do you have any closing words for us tonight?
make sure you follow her, because I've been following Fabiola for a while now, and she drops content after content after content. So make sure you have your notifications on so you will know when she goes live. And this has been absolutely amazing. So thank you for sharing your wisdom and the trials and errors that you learned along the way. Girl, yes.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
Yes, thank you so much for being on the show. And, you know, whenever we have our next brand summit, you know who's going to be on the lineup for sure. Yes.
Woo-hoo. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yes. So thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast tonight. We have brought you another wonderful guest who is changing the world via social media. So thank you, and until next time, have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.